I did something fantastic on Friday. I watched the hockey game. Nothing really exceptional there, except that I watched the hockey game in the backyard of my buddy Steve's house. You know, after a season of group texting friends during games and every once in a while getting on Zoom as we each watched in our own homes, and then, you know, the craziness of having to hold back your reactions because I have one friend whose feed is like 7 seconds late or something. He's on like, I think he's on Videotron and we're on Bell. So he gets it like 7 seconds later. So you'd have to hold back your reactions to the goals or whatever, you know, like during this, it was ridiculous. Well, on Friday, my buddy Steve brought his TV out onto his back deck and he invited me over to watch the game with him in person. Well, watch it on TV, but in person with someone else instead of just alone. And that was fantastic. It almost didn't matter that the Habs won. Almost. The internet, which has in many ways been a lifesaver during this pandemic, is still not the same as being in person. It's not the same as being at the Bell, watching it, however you watch it, on streaming, on whatever device you watch it a game on. It's not the same as being at the Bell Center in person. And as we start to emerge from this lockdown, you know, and finally grandparents start to see their grandchildren again, as friends start to meet up again, we all recognize that in person is way better than Zoom or online. You know, it has its conveniences and in some ways is more practical, especially for, you know, some work meetings. For instance, I lead a meeting of a few priests from around North America who are working at Parish Renewal. And those monthly meetings that we have are important to me. And they just wouldn't happen without, you know, the internet. But I also have been doing a lot of our staff meetings over Zoom. And those I'm awfully tired of. Those I want to be able to do in person again at some point. You know, in meetings with friends and families that I've been doing over, you know, FaceTime or Skype or whatever it is, those I want to get back to meeting with them in person as well. And when I was thinking about why some meetings a pension committee meeting, I don't care if that's on Zoom or not or in person, but, you know, meeting with my friends for a drink over Zoom isn't the same thing. Why is one okay and the other not? And what I've realized, it's the friendships, the really close friendships, relationships that we have with other people. The closer that relationship is, then the less online actually works. The laughter, the joy, the satisfaction, of being able to be physically present to one another far outweighs the convenience of sitting in front of a screen. You know, sitting together and sharing a meal with people you care about, that's wonderful. But watching that same person eat the very same meal on a screen, that kind of sucks. And for all the good online has been, it just isn't the same. Just like experiencing Mass online is good and it's wonderful, but it has been such an incredibly important element of so many people's lives this past year. I'm so grateful that we've been able to be with you at home, in your home. And I've heard from a lot of people about how much that has meant to them over the course of the lockdown and everything we've been dealing with over this past year. But nothing beats experiencing the Mass in a tangible way, in person. And that's why today we celebrate this feast of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ. That's why this feast seems so important, takes on added meaning to me this year. This feast, we recognize this Sunday, we recognize that it is the representing of Christ's sacrifice at the Mass. That it makes him who saved us really present once again. You know, the Mass is also the coming together as God's family to share together that communal family meal. And that is something that we have missed over this past year. And the fact is the Mass is you coming to unite yourself to Jesus, to his sacrifice for you. It is your worship of and communion with your Savior when he offers himself the Last Supper. When he offers himself just as he's about to take all your sins up on that cross with him. And that's what truly makes it so much more powerful than anything else we do as a Catholic Church. Yeah, Online Alpha that we've been running has been an incredible success. And the Holy Spirit, he's not bound by any buildings or by being in person. The Holy Spirit can work however he wants. And all the things that we've been doing online, the Catch the Wave, the small group, sacramental prep, whatever it is, it has all been lifesavers in many, many ways. But the Eucharist is meant to be the source and summit of our Catholic faith. It is meant to be the communion with Jesus Christ in his flesh and in his blood. It is meant to renew, refresh, and reinvigorate us. If we think about it, Jesus became one of us. He became flesh and blood human being. And he gave his disciples this sacrament on the eve of his death so that they would never have to be apart from him. He knows what it is to be human. He knows, you know, we are a deeply social, you know, creation of God. We need to be surrounded by other people. Even the most introverted person needs that. Maybe not 24/7, but there are times when even the most introverted of us need to be around other people. So Jesus doesn't want to leave us without his presence. He doesn't want his relationship with us, with you and with me, to simply be something spiritual. He gives us the Eucharist, his flesh and blood, so that he can be truly physically present to us, even after his death and resurrection, even after his ascension into heaven. To Jesus, it is all about relationships. It's all about having a deep, close, personal friendship with you. He isn't satisfied with a working relationship. He doesn't want to be someone you only interact with online or, you know, follow on social media. That's not the relationship he wants with you. You know, in the old days, we would have said he doesn't want to be just a pen pal. Jesus wants to know you personally, intimately. He wants you to know him personally, intimately. That's why he gave us the Eucharist, his real presence. He wants a real relationship. You know, I love my mother. I owe her, you know, tons. And I can't conceive of not having a relationship with my mother. You know, I call her or she calls me every few days. But usually every week I see her at some point. You know, often enough she comes here for communion after Mass. But even at the height of the lockdown, I would meet up with her in the parking lot of the grocery store. I'd go get her groceries, put it in her trunk, and then we'd chat outside her car for a while. Admittedly, in February, those chats weren't too long. You know, like it was a little chilly, but I still felt the need to be physically in her presence. My mother brought me into this world and she loves me, however imperfectly that is. And so I want a relationship with her. You know, the Lord in the book of Jeremiah says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart, he says. And as I read in that book, in that passage from the book of Isaiah, the Lord says, can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forgive you, may forget you, but I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. And Jesus himself at the Last Supper says, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. He died for his friends. He died for you. A few weeks ago, when we were reading those passages from the resurrection, you know, he goes and shows his disciples the marks in his hands, as if to confirm those words from Isaiah that he's engraved us on the palms of his hands. And so as much as my mother has done for me all my life, as much as she loves me, Jesus loves me more. God loves me more. He created me before. He loved me before he knew, before he created me in my mother's womb. So how much more should I desire a real, honest, loving relationship with my Lord? How much, it should be something more than something transactional. It shouldn't even be a relationship that's simply spiritual. It should be a fully real, present, intimate relationship with one another. And the Eucharist, the real presence of our Lord and Savior, is the source of that real relationship. The body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus is the summit of all prayer and praise and worship. It is actually coming together with Jesus at the Last Supper. An online mass, as good as it's been for us over the course of the pandemic and the lockdown, it's not the same thing as being here in person to share in the sacrifice that Jesus makes, to share in worship and prayer and praise with others, to really be the church, the people of God, the body of Christ, to be that together with him who gives us so much, who gave us his very self. Next week, we're going to be able to accommodate more people at Mass, up to 100. Over the course of the summer, as more and more people are, you know, fully vaccinated, as we seem to be gaining the upper hand against COVID, you know, we expect those limits to increase as well. And so as people start to regain some level of comfort in coming together again, I hope that more and more of you will consider coming back to the Mass in person. I'm not saying now, I'm not saying next week, or even a month from now. You're going to have to feel comfortable with that before you're able to come back into this space to worship God together. And we aren't going to relax our stringent safety protocols anytime soon either. But the Eucharist is the source of our faith life. It is the summit of our Christian life. It is coming together around the table as brothers and sisters and hearing Jesus say to you, say to me, take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. So as you in your daily life start to contemplate gathering with friends and family for meals again, I think it's also time to start thinking about when you'll be comfortable coming together with your brothers and sisters in Christ.